So this morning, we're going to look at the word hope. You know, we hear this word a lot, and we can speak about having hope, but in what or why? So in your tables, just quickly, for the next 30 seconds, just have a little conversation of what hope means for you. What does hope mean for you? Okay, is there anyone who'd like to feedback? Anyone want to shout out to me what hope means for them?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness, okay. What else does hope mean for you?
Vision for the future, something
looking forward. So there is an everyday use of the word hope, and that is a general desire that something might happen. So it's often used with the word wish. Oh, I wish I could do that. I wish I could go there. I wish Father Christmas would bring me this present. I wish, I wish, I wish. Now, for friends of Jesus, Christians' hope is different. It isn't about wishing for something, but it's about having a confident expectation in God because of his character, because of his faithfulness, and because of his power. It's trusting God that he will fulfill promises and he is in control. So recently, Josh and I have rescued a kitten. Aww. Yeah. So we've named him Mossy. So when Moss was left with his sisters abandoned, really horrible, actually. And when we first got Moss, he was so afraid. He was terrified. He'd been left out in the cold and the rain. He didn't have food. He didn't have shelter. And the first week with Moss was really hard. He didn't want to be near us. He was scared of us. He didn't trust us. He wouldn't let us stroke him. And it was a really difficult and scary place for Mossy. But Josh and I, we kept talking to him. We kept reassuring him, making sure that we gave him food and water. We were really consistent with him. And slowly, 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 he began to trust us. Moss would know when it was time to be fed, and he'd make it very well aware that he was ready for food because of the volume of his squeaks. Yeah, he squeaks rather than meows, but he squeaks. But Moss had has now a trusting confidence that we would feed him. And this is him now. You know, he loves us. He absolutely loves us. He gives us lots of cuddles. He knows that we will keep looking after him. He comes and sits on our lap. He likes getting on Josh's shoulders. But Moss has grown in a confident expectation that when we put our hand out to him, we're not going to hurt him, but we're going to give him love and affection. Trust has been built. And this can be a little bit like us with God. We can go through really tough and scary times, but we can know, because of how kind and loving God is, that we are never really alone. And we can each for ourselves experience God's faithfulness in our own lives. And the Bible is also a great resource. It helps us to learn more about God and what he is like. In Psalm 46, it tells us that God is our protection and our strength. He always helps in times of trouble. We can all have a confident expectation that God will be with us. Wherever we go, whatever season we're in our life, God will always be with us. And just like how Mossy needed to spend time with us to get to know us and trust us,
like any relationship, that's what we've got to do with God. We need to spend time with him. We need to grow in our trust in him. So let's encourage one another over this celebration period to take time with Jesus. Getting out of the hustle and bustle and busyness and being with Jesus. So Christmas. Why do we need to remember hope at Christmas? Well, it's a reminder that God sent a light to the world. Anyone know what he sent?
Jesus.
Jesus, a baby. Baby. You know, in the Old Testament, there are many scriptures speaking about how God was going to send a saviour to rescue his people. And you can read about these prophecies, so these statements about something that will happen in the future in the Old Testament. And as one of them, Michelle's already read this morning, Isaiah 9:6, a child will be born to us. God will give a son to us. He will be responsible for leading the people. His name will be Wonderful Counselor, Powerful God, Father who lives forever, Prince of Peace. And that's the International Children's Bible, in case it doesn't sound familiar to you like that. But Christmas reminds us of Jesus' birth. God's presence in a human form. Emmanuel, God with us. Christmas is a reminder that God kept his promise. So why was this gift of a baby so special? You know, we can forget the importance of it, so I'm going to tell you afresh now. In the beginning, God created the world. He created the heavens and the earth, all the animals, all of creation, and it was good. And then he made humans, man and woman, and it was very good. And God allowed people to choose whether to be with him or turn from him. And Adam and Eve chose to do things that would make God sad. They chose to sin, and that separated them with God. And as a consequence of sin, the world became filled with guilt and pain and selfishness and shame. Now, all sin has a consequence. Because we choose to turn away from relationship with God, the deserved consequence is eternal separation from him. And this made God so sad. He made people to be with him. He loves his creations. So he knew that in order to be close to people again, he needed to send a saviour to help. And that was Jesus, a baby born to a virgin, Mary. And Jesus grew up and he was perfect, blameless. And although he was tempted, just like you and I, he never sinned. He never did anything that separated himself from God. And in his life, he taught people about God. He performed signs and wonders. He healed the sick. He spoke up for the poor. But there were some that hated Jesus. They didn't like what he said or did, so they chose to kill him. They crucified him on a cross. And Jesus did not deserve that. He did not do anything wrong. You know, all of us do things that are wrong. All of us do things that make God sad. We all sin. We all deserve the consequences of our sin. But God loved us too much to abandon us. He loves us too much to give up on relationship with us. So he sent Jesus to pay the price. It says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whomever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." So that when we ask God to forgive us, when we really mean it in our heart, when we repent and we turn from our wicked ways, we can. Because Jesus has already paid that price. Jesus was risen from the grave 3 days later to soon be reunited with his Father. And if we, as people, choose to ask God for forgiveness and really mean it, when we choose to be his friend, when we choose to stop doing stuff that makes him sad, God will forgive us. He is so kind. He gives us the promise of the Holy Spirit to live in us forever. This means that we will never be alone, that we can always call on him to give us wisdom, peace, joy, and all of the wonderful things that he is. Jesus made us as if we had never sinned, and God helps us to live a life that is pleasing to him. We have the promise of the eternal life with our Father, and I'm so grateful for that. You know, if God kept his promise by sending a Saviour, we can trust that God will keep the other promises that he's made. So let this Christmas be a reminder of hope to you all. Let us have a confident expectation in God. And as we are with friends and family, as we share food, as we're in conversation, may we all be bold enough to share the true meaning of Christmas and why we can have hope. So before I end, I want to invite you all to stand with me, and I'm going to pray Romans 15:13 over each of you. I pray that the God who gives hope will fill you with much joy and peace while you trust in him. Then your hope will overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.